This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
All right, get your questions in to the text line. It is Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Brought to you by the Amano Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. And like we were just talking about, these questions are absolutely anonymous unless you tell us any information that you want us to know. So your name, where you're from, we don't know anything. It's just a phone number.
Let's go.
414-432-1099. Let me hit refresh.
47.
Dude. Well, you know.
I like that, though, because then that means it's one that we get these through the weekend.
Overnight,
I mean, the line's always open. All just come in here in the morning and we catch up on what we missed. Okay. Well, I've got to really tab over here. What is it? 47?
47.
1, 2, 3.
Number that
four.
Popped up.
I know. There's 10 on a page.
You got a lot there.
Feel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, hang on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 47.
Okay, so this is one that you could all probably relate to. It's about a coworker.
Oh, okay, good.
Simple question, and we don't know any details except for this one question. Do I have to pitch in cash for a group office gift for a coworker I don't care for? You don't like the coworker. Everyone's coming around saying, hey, we're putting money in. We've been there. We get those requests. But now, what I would say, though, is what is it for? What is the cash going for? Is it going for a birthday gift?
Is it a going away gift? My wife cannot stand that. Jess will always tell me, she'll be like, so somebody's leaving and you're going to give money? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, everybody's offering up the money. She's like, birthday, okay, you know, baby thing, whatever, anniversary. They're leaving. You're never going to see them again. I'm like, I know. Should I or shouldn't I? And she's like, well, you know how I feel.
Well, when they say group office gift, my whole thing is, if they're doing something for a baby, every baby deserves to be celebrated.
Yeah.
The baby can't help if their parents suck. So you're helping out the baby. But if it's something other than that and you don't, I mean, look, it says gift. So it's not like this is someone going through a hard time and they're trying to raise money for that. This is gift. Gift sounds like
birthday baby,
new house
or something,
like that.
But you don't really care for this coworker.
Do you have to pitch in? Well, you absolutely do not have to pitch in. But
does it look good?
If you want to be successful in business, it's all about having good relationships.
Oh, so...
And playing the game is part of relationships. It doesn't mean that you're fake. It means you're being professional.
You're bribing their friendship.
Sure.
You're bribing them?
You're putting your professional hat on.
No, you don't have to do it.
The team is contributing. No one has to contribute more. You could honestly say, hey, look, all I've got is $5. Every little bit matters. But if your one name is not on there, it's very passive aggressive, and that's not going to solve anything except cause more drama. And that's probably not what you want at work.
You know what, though?
And I'm not coming off of that. Mm-mm. No one can convince me otherwise.
Yeah, here's the deal. Well, that's fine. You have your opinion. I have mine. I say no. You don't have to put your name down no matter what you do. Elizabeth, when you were out for a while, kidney
again,
donation.
Again, you don't have to. I'm saying you should, because you're going to have some fallout if you don't.
No. Okay. I didn't sign the card for you. I did pitch in.
What?
I didn't sign the card, though.
I'm teasing you.
I didn't even know if the card was coming around. And I'm like, oh, they delivered it already? Okay, well, I know my money's in there. I know for me, it's in there. Or if I decided not to for somebody else, which I have, which they've let's just say our staff has sent stuff around before. And I go, yeah, I don't know. Somebody's leaving.
You don't like give to that stuff?
I don't give to this all the time.
I always give.
Why do you always give?
Because
why do you have to give?
Business is about relationships. I said that. It's about relationships.
We have a great relationship with everybody here.
Making connections leads to relationships. And in business, relationships lead to revenue.
People always ask, oh, okay. A coworker? Come on now. We're on great terms with our coworkers here.
It's all
and I do that all the time.
Impacted.
Hey, how's it going? Good. How are you doing? How's coaching going? Yeah, good, good, good. Hey, I got this one client. Okay, cool. I didn't give to your birthday fund or your going away or your whatever fund you had going. But we're still doing business. We're friendly. We're friendly on the surface. I don't need to buy people's love. Oh, there you go. I don't need to buy people's business either. I work together.
Okay.
Come
you
on
do
now.
You, man. I'll do
Come
what
on.
I think is best. And this is our answer for the text roulette question that was sent in this morning. What do you think? You can call, you can text 414-432-1099. And the question this morning, do I have to pitch in cash for a group office gift for a coworker I don't care for?
And Elizabeth says, yes, you have to bribe people.
It's just being a part of the team. It's being a part of the team, your right. team.
414-432-1099. It's the mix.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. The question is, do I have to pitch in cash for a group office gift for a coworker I don't care for? That was the question sent in to the Site Unlimited text line for Text Roulette. Emily, what do you think?
Well, for me, I am the coworker that somebody doesn't care for.
Oh.
And I...
Wait a minute.
Is this person texting in about you?
How do you know this?
You know when you're in the office and you see some like slights or some, you know, water cooler talk.
Okay. Do you have that? Your spidey senses are up about it.
Okay, but wait. I want to know, though. Like, what did you do? Like, what happened? Did something go wrong? Did a project go bad? Or are you just oil and water?
No, it's oil and water. We're both wonderful human beings. But at some point in time, like, just the click doesn't click.
It is what it is.
So with that, it was very obvious when a card was going around that I got that wasn't signed by one individual. So, you know. It kind of like sticks the little bit of extra in there.
Which is why I'm saying be the bigger person to this mixed listener that asked the original question and just contribute. And like literally give $2, $5. And like this is all I have.
Yeah.
Like what's $5?
Yeah. And that's what I think. Just do it. It's not going to hurt anybody. We're all, you know, financially stable. So that's where I am. I throw in a little bit to everything. I'm kind of like you, Elizabeth.
Are you okay? But wait a minute now. Are you saying that people are going to start calling me out because I don't sign those cards? So they're going to start looking at all the signatures and go, "Where's Radar's signature?"
No.
They might.
Obvious one where I was like, "Ooh, that kind of thing."
Yeah. Right. Right.
So
again, people will forget what you said to them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And Emily, you just called in and you noticed that person was not on the card.
She wasn't feeling you.
So now there's a little bit of rumblings underneath the surface, and I just feel like there's no time for that at work. There's no time for that nonsense.
Yeah. So anyway, you can use this or not. I'm okay.
Yeah, so. Emily, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. All right,
thanks, Emily.
You. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Call us again.
We also have some text messages that have come in to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Depends on the work environment. Well, it's kind of like what Emily was just saying, the work environment here. No, you don't have to. Sometimes it will be fine not to. Very individual basis, some coworkers will be salty about it. So it's almost kind of like what Emily was saying a little bit.
Yeah. I just feel like we've given enough information to this texter to proceed with caution. But if everyone is pitching in, then you really should be a part of it. Because it's an optional gift, but it's part of the work atmosphere of what's going on.
You don't want to have FOMO. You want to be in with the in crowd.
Well,
at work especially.
You just don't want drama.
Yeah, no drama.
No time for the drama at work. Well, we're going to send this audio back to the texter through the text line so they can fully process what we talked about. But if you have a question, something you want us to help answer and get the opinions of everybody, send in those anonymous questions now, 414-432-1099 to the text line.